is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
Just before the American Civil War, there was a proposal put through in 1859, approved by the voters of California at the time, to separate the state in two, because it was believed at the time that California was too large. That has proven to be true without question. California is too large and has too much control when it comes to politics in America. 55 electoral votes, for example, when it comes to selecting the president. And there's been movements afoot to separate California, do some different things, but CalExit, like a Brexit, if you will, but a CalExit has gotten the go-ahead to move forward. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla announcing the ballot proposal had been cleared. Now, what this means is, if they get the signatures, about 370,000 signatures, it would go to the voters in 2020 to decide whether to open up a secession discussion. California wants to leave the union. Okay. I want to know if we and the rest of America get a chance to sign a petition to throw them out. You know, if they don't leave of their own accord, can we throw them out? I mean, we should have the right going the other way, shouldn't we? Here's why I bring it to your attention, though. I don't know how likely it is. I find it unlikely. Here's the process. Let me finish that for you. The latest measure would ask voters in 2020 to decide whether to open up that discussion for secession, as I mentioned. Now, if that made its way through, if it was passed and approved by voters in 2020, and maybe it would be, a second election would be held 1 year later in 2021, asking voters to affirm the decision and become an independent country. Now, I don't think that's possible to do, but it is California. Who knows? Here's something I want you to consider, though. For the sake of argument, if California did leave the union, its 55 electoral votes would also leave. That would go away. And then you would have 483 electoral votes left to elect the president of the United States, meaning the winner would only need 242. 242. And with California out of the mix, it would be a much easier path for conservative candidates to become president, for control of the country, if you got it away from these far leftists that run California, like Jerry Brown. So before you dismiss it out of hand, consider the ramifications. Maybe it's not a bad idea. Maybe we should just take a strip from Monterey south to just north of San Diego and carve it out. Maybe we should take it from San Francisco down around Los Angeles, carve that out, call that California. Good luck and goodbye. Send us your movies and maybe we'll watch them and maybe we won't, but wouldn't it be nice? Because we've talked about this at length. Wouldn't it be nice for the power to remain with American citizens? California abuses the privilege of being a state by having 3.6 million illegal aliens that they all want counted in the census in 2020 so they can be awarded seats in Congress and therefore electoral votes, which is inappropriate, it's wrong, it's criminal in many ways, because the five members of Congress that they have that are allotted based on those 3.6 million people would otherwise represent people in states like Michigan, Montana, Ohio, Illinois, places that are losing representation. They're losing it to places like California, who have sanctuary state policies effectively in place, which means the power to represent American citizens is being stolen by California, who allows the illegal aliens to continue to come in. And here in Michigan, when I asked Democrats about that, asking somebody about whether or not they're citizens, that's racist. No, it's not. It's about representation, my representation, yours. It's about proper representation when it comes to taxation and other issues. Make no mistake, California is stealing from the rest of us. When California takes 55 electoral votes, 53 members of Congress plus two senators, 53 members of Congress, they have five too many. California should have 48, and therefore 50 electoral votes is all they should have. And that means California is putting its thumb on the scales of political power in this country using people that are not even citizens. I can't stress this enough. I talk about this a fair amount recently, but think about how much power you're losing because California is cheating the system. And there are other states. Texas probably has a member or two in Congress they should not have. The state of Washington, the same, might have one member up there they should not have because of the large number of illegals that live in these states, which is taking power away from other states, especially smaller ones. States like Montana. Montana has the largest number of people, 1.1 million, represented by a single member of Congress. One congressman from Montana representing 1.1 million people. The average across the country is about 750,000. In Michigan, by comparison, it's about 715,000 here, represented by each member of Congress. But places like Montana, they're getting the short end of the stick. California has 3.5 times as many illegals as Montana has residents. Think about that. California has five members of Congress that represent the population of illegal aliens because members of Congress are awarded based on population, not by population of citizens as it should be, but on general population. So places like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, all of those states have less representation than do the illegal aliens of California. That's not the way we're supposed to do things. American citizenship matters. Sovereignty matters. And so if California wants to go ahead and exit, well, there'll be a lot between here and there. Do I think it's a good idea overall? No, I don't. I do, however, think that dividing California into two or three states might not be a bad idea. We did it with West Virginia, right? That happened. So it can be done in California. It can be divided in two or three, but divide it properly so that your big population centers end up together, or at least two of them do. So that the people that are conservatives that live in Northern California and Western California have a chance to be heard once in a while, as opposed to being steamrolled by all the liberals out of Los Angeles and San Francisco and San Jose. Let the people that are actually out there that have a different point of view be heard for once in California. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, that would be nice, and it is right. So you look at the representation of the illegals, do the math. We'll talk about that more in the future. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions, your Michigan-based professionals. When you're dealing with the IRS or the state of Michigan, Chris McClatcher will be there for you. He is the professional you need, an accountant, an attorney. He's there to take it on. He can deal with the IRS. He understands that he's from Michigan. He understands how the state of Michigan works. All you need to do to get, I know tax day just came and went. If you didn't get it done or you're concerned about where you stand, call Chris McClatcher. Find him by going online, putting in your area code in Michigan, whatever it is, 989-269-734-231, followed by tax.com. So 517-TAX.com, 906-TAX.com. Get a hold of Chris McClatcher. He'll help you out. Tell him Steve Gruber sent you. We'll be right back.